see if we're recording. A little needle jumping? Yes. So, okay, we're in business. Turn the light off. Click. Back in the inky darkness, I must slip. Yeah, well. Tomorrow I'll find a nicer place to make these tapes. I can't make it inside a tent there with everybody else, you know. I'd prefer to be alone in private. Not only for these tapes, but for other tapes that I occasionally make. I am planning to take a leave in April. Now, if you just send me a detailed schedule of when and where you will be, I will make plans to be at one or two of those places. Now, there's only one problem. If I meet you in one place and then transit with you to another, I have no means of transportation, unless I bum a ride on the Army, which is rather unlikely. Transportation in this area, bumming around, is rather tight. I don't know if you want to buy a ticket or not. Otherwise, I'll meet you someplace and just stay there while you either go. I'll go someplace and have you come and then leave while I'm still there. One or the other. However you wish to do it. I think, well, I want to see the schedule first, but I'd probably like to go one place and have you come and then leave while I was still there. Place of my picking. And you tell me where you're going to be and when, and I'll tell you if I'm going to be there or not. So, we'll try to make plans for that to work out just right. Bonk. Hello there. On the way, wait. So, oh my goodness, there it goes. It's a flare way off in the distance out there, lighting up the whole sky. What else? Oh, I wasn't talking about rice caches. What they do is go out and they units find rice. And they have us come out with Vietnamese and pick it up while I provide security for the area. And this is pretty much what I'll be doing, is working with the Vietnamese, making them, you know, pick up put the rice in bags and bringing the helicopters in and having the rice taken to wherever it's supposed to go. Well, it's all very interesting, I guess. Lieutenant Lee is the engineer officer. He's teaching English classes up in some place. In a bush or somewhere. Cap Miller went back on. Okay, he's gonna stay back there. He's gonna go on R&R, which is a type of leave. So, last week is all gone now. Memories of the future of this next future weeks here. I don't know what I did last week. The trip to Quinyon was pretty interesting. It was kind of slow last week, actually. Actually kind of ran out of things to do. I kept going and going and going, and all of a sudden, nothing. Did take the tin out to the houses one night, one afternoon. The Vietnamese tin took some mud yard houses, took some, food out there. And had a couple sick calls, took a couple people to the hospital. The hospital was out there again the other day with their portable shower. And giving all the Montagnards a free shower with soap, which they all they liked that a lot. We had, of course, I was very unhappy. I'm very sorry to hear about Grandpa. I was happy to get the tape, and it was a good tape, but the news it contained wasn't, you know, joyous news. And I will try and write those people all. That's about the news from here. I think this is going to be a lot of fun over here. It's going to be a little different. There's a helicopter standing up there in the middle of the sky going very, very slowly right now. Through the sky, all these little red lights blinking. What is a great big dragonfly? It's like I say, it rained. This is supposed to be the hot season. You know, it's still raining up here in the Delta. Oh, there's thousands and thousands of coconut trees around here. I mean, like, people raise coconut trees and rice around here. Those are two big products. And I mean, like, there's just, you know, thousands. There's just a sea of where there isn't rice, there's coconut trees. That's really something. It's quite different than what it was, where it has been before, wherever I've been before. I'm just north of, just a bit north of Bong Song, right there on the coast, and in just a little bit. Right there on Highway 1. little lake there. Maybe you can see it. I don't know if it's on the map or not. There's a, right next to Highway 1, on the west side of Highway 1, there's a little lake. And I'm at the south end of the lake, between the lake and Bongsong. And I guess I go out during the day and come back here every night, so it won't be too bad, I guess. Lots of variety, they say. It's interesting. My leg's asleep, which doesn't help anything, especially when I go to crawl out of this trench. Oh, well. So I had to make a short take tonight, like I say, because I assume that you would prefer something right away rather than a long one later, and that's the way I have to do it. And I brought all my stuff up here, my radio, my tape recorder, and didn't bring many clothes, but somebody was giving them out tonight, so I went over and got a handful. And I'm all set on it as far as that category is concerned. I would like that brown turtleneck sweater, though. It'll be nice. I'm wearing the green one right now. It's much better than the uniform. It's light, and it's got the collar up and the long sleeves. Keeps the mosquitoes off. Keeps everybody happy, medically happy. So, folks, we had a pleasant trip up there to Calgary. I mean, under the circumstances, it didn't get too cold up there. You said it was sunny, but it still didn't get cold up there. It's a shame you had to lose the week down there in Palm Springs. But that's the way it goes sometimes, I guess. Another big vacation here coming up in April. I gotta move around. My leg is really asleep. Ah, it fell over a little bit. Yeah, I leaned into the barbed wire. Now my shirt's hung up in it. There, I got out of it. This, you know, combat is really tough. Joke. I am only jesting with you as the tape runs out because I'm stalling for time because I don't have anything to say because I don't have any notes from the tape that was made. And I don't have any notes of what I did last week, and I can't really remember. I didn't do an awful lot. And now I'm not worried about what happened last week. I'm worried about what's going to happen next week, on this week. Time goes a lot faster out here, they say. I don't know. I don't remember it as being so fast. I remember what the 10 days I was out here the first time. I was out here, seemed like 3 months. I know. Different people, I guess, it reacts differently. I don't know. So I guess that's about it for this tape. I hope you're well. I am. I hope I am anyway. Hope I stay that way. Let's put it that way. I'm sure I will. And I'll make a nice long tape later next week and let you know what's going on out here at the war. Operation Pershing. I could find a nicer Pershing to be, a nicer place to, you know, a nicer operations name to be on. Pershing, that's a good one for me. Oh, I sent the slide tape show to Marge. I had to do it last night in a big rush because I was running out of time, and I whipped together 4 packages of slides and 1 tape, and I had to send it to her because I was sending her some other stuff, some pictures and stuff. So she'll get them to you, I'm sure, as soon as she gets them. And I had to tell you that was on the way. That's just an hour's tape, and it's not the best in the world. I could have done a better job, but I was really hurting for time. So that's about it for this week, and